弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, friends, peace be with you.
喜乐。
Peace and joy be with you.
时间过得很快啊。
Time flies.
又到了岁末年终的时候。
And we come to the end of the year.
也是个充满着喜乐的圣诞季节。
And this is a come upon a season we're filled with joy and happiness.
为什么我说圣诞节是一个充满着喜乐的季节呢？
Why I say Christmas filled with joy and happiness?
是不是因为我们是它是假日，所以我们可以休息？
Is it because it's a holiday we can rest?
也都可以去购物跟互相赠送礼物呢？
And also because we can go shopping and then give each other gifts?
当然不是。
Of course not.
主要的原因还是因为它是主耶稣基督的生日。
The main reason is because it's the birthday of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来想象一下。
Let's imagine.
如果你有荣幸被邀请去参加一位大人物的生日宴会。
You are so fortunate to invite to a VIP birthday party.
那时候你会准备怎么样做呢？
So what are you going to prepare?
我想你可能会除了穿戴整齐得体以外，你会不会绞尽脑汁去想要准备一份既是在你的预算以内又能够讨对方欢喜的礼物呢？
Not only you want to dress nice and really formal, you also spend a lot of time and energy to prepare gifts that the other person would be loved to have, and also this gift would be within the budget.
如果是这样子的话，你会不会有点压力的？
So if that's the case, do you have any pressure? Do you have pressure at that time?
反过来说，如果是邀请你去参加宴会的大人物是那一位万王之王主耶稣基督的时候。
Well, on the other hand, what happened? You go to a birthday party. The VIP person is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, which is Jesus Christ.
那个情形就截然的不同了。
That situation would not be the same.
因为在这个时候，你不用费尽心思的去打扮自己。
Because at that time, you don't have to spend a lot of energy and time to dress up.
也不用去准备生日礼物。
You don't have to prepare any gift for him.
你只要凭着信心，依照你的本相。
All you have to do is have your faith and come as you are.
而且在你参加之后，你还可以收到一份意想不到的礼物。
Not only you can go to birthday party, but also you have received gift from him.
你说这样的生日宴会参加起来，是不是让你很有喜乐
？So you think that this kind of birthday party, if you go there, will you make you happy?
我想想当然吧。
Of course, I would say.
不过你可能会问说。我到底会收到什么样的礼物呢？
But you will ask, what kind of gift would I got?
其实有一首诗歌，大家可能大家都很熟悉。
And this is a song that a lot of people maybe know about, familiar with.
它是天韵合唱团所出版的。
It's come from a Heavenly Melody.
叫做一件礼物。
It's called this. There is a present.
其中的一段歌词是这样子。
It's one of the lyrics go like this.
他说：“有一件礼物，你收到没有
？”There's a gift, not sure you receive it yet.
眼睛看不见，但是你的心会知道。
I cannot see, but your heart will know it.
这一件礼物，心门外等候。
There's a gift waiting outside of your heart.
是为你准备，别人不能收。
Prepare only for you, nobody can receive it.
我亲爱的朋友，你是否想到
？My dear friends, do you ever think?
马槽的婴孩是为你而来。
The baby in the manger, he came because of you.
这首歌的歌词告诉我们，你将收到的珍贵礼物是。
This lyric tells us is that the most precious gift we will get is
马槽的婴孩
is the baby in the manger.
也就是主耶稣基督自己。
That also is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
虽然你的肉眼看不见，但是你的心会知道。
Even though your eye cannot see, but your heart will realize it.
那么为什么耶稣基督是珍贵的礼物呢？
So why do you think that Jesus Christ is a precious gift?
我可以用几个简单的例子来解释。
Let's use a couple of examples.
首先，今年是公元的2017年。
First of all, today, now years is 2007 AD.
大家是不是知道这个公元是从什么时候开始？
Do you know what's mean by AD?
它是从耶稣降生那一年开始计算。
This is started when Jesus Christ born on this earth.
所以如果耶稣基督没有降生的话，那今年就不知道是哪一年。
So if you, Jesus Christ is not born, we know we not have any calendar like this, so we don't know which year is it.
其实如果是耶稣基督没有降生，
So if Jesus Christ would have not been born,
那圣经就只有旧约圣经，没有新约圣经。
The Bible would be only have Old Testament, no New Testament.
那么结果是旧约圣经有关于弥赛亚的预言也就没有实现。
So the prediction, the prophecy concerning Messiah would not become reality.
那神的信实也就让人家很怀疑。
So people would doubt about God's faithfulness and His promise.
还有圣经告诉我们，若是耶稣，神透过他的儿子耶稣基督。
And also, the Bible tells us that through the Jesus, His Son Jesus Christ,
白白的赐给我们饶恕的盼望。
God gave us freely forgiveness and hope.
并借着圣灵永远的住在我们的心里。
And also with the Holy Spirit, whom live in us forever.
若是耶稣基督没有降生，
if Jesus Christ had not been born,
我们也就无法得知神有多么的爱我们。
We would not know how much God loved for us.
我们也没有机会可以得到宝贵的救恩。
We will not have any opportunity to receive this salvation.
也就是说，我们不可能得到那永远的生命。
And that means that we cannot have an eternal life.
所以由此可见，耶稣基督是神所赐给我们最珍贵的礼物。
As you can see, Jesus Christ is actually the precious gift come from God.
若是你能够认识耶稣基督，接受他所成就的救恩
，If you will accept Jesus and know Him, it will accept His salvation,
那将是你一生中最值得喜乐的。
That will be a wonderful, joyful thing in your life.
只是，你有没有发觉今天的我们
？Actually, do you ever realize that nowadays we
常常生活的有点像那个睁眼的瞎子。
We're living just like a blind with eyes.
眼睛明明是好的
，the pair of eyes are good,
却好像是看不见。
Yet.Cannot see.
这是因为我们整天都埋首于世上的劳苦愁烦里面。
The reason is that a lot of time we are under a lot of earthly troubles and worries.
所以我们对神所给我们的礼物，耶稣基督，就常常是视而不见。
So a lot of time the gift come from God, who Jesus Christ. A lot of time we see but cannot perceive.
就好像一个有钱的人，虽然拥有这个家财万贯
，just like a rich man have a lot of money，
却仍然过得像乞丐一样的生活。
Yet live like a beggar。
想起来是不是有点悲哀呢
？You think about it, is it quite sad？
约翰福音十章十节告诉我们说
，In John chapter 10 verse 10 they say，
他说：“盗劫来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏；我来的是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
The thief come only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，并不像那恶者撒旦一样。
Jesus come to this world is not like the evil one, the Satan.
他要偷窃、杀害、毁坏我们的生命。
The Satan would like to steal, kill, and destroy our lives.
反而是要给我们一个更丰盛的生命。
But rather, Jesus Christ give us abundant life.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Because all the fullness of God's deity live in Jesus Christ's life.
所以今天我想用一个题目叫做“主儿，我要能看见”。
So today I would like to have a topic saying that Lord, I can see.
来跟大家分享。
So share with you.
这个题目可以说是一个向神的呼求。
This topic we like to actually is like a call toward God.
也是一个渴望。
It's also a desire.
渴望在这个混乱的世界当中，我们能够看到主耶稣的荣美。
This desire is to see God's glory in the midst of this confused and complex world.
它应该是我们每一个人每一天的祷告。
It should be our daily prayer for each one of us.
当然，我选的经文就是刚刚我们所读过的《路加福音》十八章。
Of course,
35-43 节
the scripture I pick is the one that we just read.
我将的分享分成三个部分。
I divide it into three parts.
第一个就是一个要能够看见的渴望。
The first part is desire of being able to see.
第二个是要相信才能够看见。
The second is to believe so that we can able to see.
第三个是你看见以后的回应。
The last one is reflection after seeing.
大概基于时间的考量，我今天就先分享第一点。
Because of time constraint, I just going to share with you the first point.
我盼望我的分享能够让大家渴望见到那荣耀的主。
I hope my sharing will encourage all of you to have thirst and desire to see the glory of our God Jesus.
我们的第一点就是一个要能够看见的渴望。
The first point is a desire to being able to see.
首先让我用一个问题来开始。
First of all, we'd like to ask a question.
如果你是一个多年都看不见什么东西的盲人，你会有什么样的渴望呢？
If you are a person who's blind, couldn't see things for many years, what is your desire?
我相信你必然会很想要能够看见。
Of course, I would believe that you just want to be seen, able to see, right?
这个路加福音十八章的这段经文记载了一个瞎子寻求主耶稣医治的神迹。
In Luke chapter 18 record a miracle concerning a blind seeking healing from Jesus.
这个神迹在马太福音的二十章跟马可福音的第十章都有记载。
It also recorded in Matthew 20 and also Mark 10.
只是内容上有点差异。
But the content is a little bit different.
比如说
For example,
马太福音告诉我们说一共有两个瞎子。
In Matthew, we talk about two blind persons.
而马可福音则特别告诉我们说，其中的一个名字是巴迪买。
But in Mark, it specially tells us that one of the person named Bartimaeus.
另外，路加福音对瞎子们所在的位置似乎跟马太福音里马可福音的描述有所出入。
There's also a little bit discrepancy concerning the location, of this event where it occurred between the Luke and also the Matthew and Mark.
换句话说，耶稣到底是将近耶利哥城的时候碰到瞎子们呢，还是在出耶利哥城的时候
？In other words, is that is Jesus met this blind beggar on the way to Jericho, or when he coming out from Jericho city?
这个合理的解释是当时有新旧两个耶利哥城。
Well, one of the reasonable explanation is that at that time there was actually or old and new Jericho city of Jericho at that time.
所以瞎子们应该是坐在这个旧的耶利哥城和罗马人所盖的耶利哥新城之间。
The blind beggar should be sitting between the old Jericho city and the new one, which is built up by the Roman Empire.
由此可见，这三本福音书是互相补充的。
You can see that these three gospels actually supplement each other.
为的是让我们对这整个神迹有一个完整的了解
，so that we can have a complete picture of the whole miracle process.
那么，为什么这个瞎子要坐在这个两个城的中间呢
？Then why would this beggar sitting between two cities?
如果我们回去看路加福音十八章三十五节前面的几节经文
，If we go look, take a look at Luke chapter 18 and 35 in previous passage,
我们就会发现这个耶稣预言。他即将上十字架受死。
It recorded that God, Jesus predicted that he would be crucified on the cross.
如果我们参考其他的福音书的记载
，If we go look take a look at the other recording in the gospel,
我们就会得知这个是耶稣第三次预言他的死。
Then we know that this is the third time Jesus predicted his crucifixion and death.
也是最后的一次。
Then it's also the last time.
这个时间大概是在逾越节前的一个多星期。
So that, at that time, this is about 1 week before Passover.
也就是主耶稣荣耀的骑驴驹进城的前面两三天。
It was also actually 2 to 3 days before his glorious entrance onto Jerusalem on a donkey.
所以说这段期间应该会有很多住在外地的犹太人赶着回来耶路撒冷过节。
So at that time, there must be a lot of Jewish people coming from abroad, coming back, return back to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
就好像这个我们中国人过春节一样，返乡。
Just like Chinese who go back to home during the Chinese New Year.
非常的热闹。
It's a lot crowded at that time.
因此对这个瞎子们来说能够站到一个好的站立位置，当然是非常的重要。
So to a blind beggar, the strategic location is really important.
因为他们可以乞讨的机会也就增加了许多。
Because in certain location, you will get a lot more money than the others.
这也像我们今天在买房子一样。
Just like how we doing buying houses.
选个好地点是非常的重要。
Location is everything.
如果你是这个两个瞎子中间的一个叫做巴迪买的
If you one of them is one of the blind beggar named Bartimaeus
当你听到有这么多人在经过的时候
When you heard so many people passing by
你的内心会不会有一股冲动
Do you have an urge?
为什么会这样沸沸扬扬的呢
Do you have the urge to know that why is, what is uproar going on?
到底是发生了什么事呢
What is going on there?
从这个经文的三十七节
From the scripture, verse 37,
我们就看到这个巴迪买就是这样好奇的问过路的人。
So we find out that Bartimaeus is so curious and asked the people passing by.
他们说到底发生什么事了
So asking, what's going on there?
然后他们就告诉他说是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
And they told him, this is a Jesus of Nazareth passing by.
这个时候我相信他的内心一定非常的激动。
At that time, I believe his heart was really excited.
因为他想到耶稣曾经在各个地方行过许多的神迹。
Because he heard that Jesus had been did a lot of miracles in different places.
要是他肯医治我，我不就可以看见了吗
？If he willing to heal me, wouldn't I be all, can able to see?
我们从接下来经文。
So from the following scripture.
我们就看到他的好奇心确实带给他了一个千载难逢的机会。
We can see that his curiosity gave him a chance of his lifetime.
也就是他内心最大的渴望实现了。
So that his inner desire become reality.
他能够看见一切。
That he is able to see everything.
这个巴迪买的好奇让我想到我自己信主的过程，也是因为好奇心的驱使。
This curiosity from Bartimaeus.Remind me that how I know God and because all because of curiosity.
我记得第一次受邀请去参加查经聚会。
I remember the first time I was invited to attend a Bible study.
是有一位同在研究所读书的同学。
Is one of the graduate students invite me.
他是从新加坡来的。
He was coming from Singapore.
当时我毫不思索的就拒绝。
Without second thought, I say no.
因为我的家庭背景是信仰民间宗教跟佛教。
Because of my background, family background actually is Buddhism and also the local religions.
虽然如此
，Even though,
我还是被他那个祥和跟喜乐的态度所吸引。
I still attracted by his calm and joyful attitude.
以至于我心里有一个好奇的念头。
So in my heart, I have a really curiosity come up in my heart.
我想要知道说到底是什么原因使他有这样的态度跟表现。
So I would like to know what's the reason that he can exhibit such a attitude and behavior.
话虽如此，我的信仰过程在这段期间里面还是停留在好奇的阶段而已。
Well, even though that at that time I have a curiosity, but my faith is still stay around that time.
学校毕业刚进入职场工作
And after I finished my graduation, my school, I went into work field.
我就遇到了一位以前和我同在一个指导教授下做研究的同学
I met a previous student I met under the same professor.
他是一位基督徒
He is a Christian.
没想到他也很热情地邀请我去参加他的查经聚会
He was earnestly invite me to attend the Bible study.
我本来想要拒绝。
Initially, I just wanted to refuse.
但以前在读书的时候，那个好奇心又再一次的催促我。
But then previously, my curiosity urged me.
终于，我鼓起勇气的去参加了他们的聚会。
Finally, I mustered enough courage to attend this meeting.
几年后，因为种种的遭遇
，because of many experience,
我终于知道谦卑下来。
And thus, I will humble myself.
我接受了主耶稣基督
I accept Jesus Christ
做我个人的救主
is my personal savior
真的是感谢主的怜悯
I thank God's mercy
他并没有放弃我这个顽固分子
He did not give up the stubbornness in me
在信主以后
And after believing God
我就有机会接触到一位从新加坡来的朋友
I met another person friends from Singapore
好几次我跟他传福音都碰了钉子
And many times I tried to spread the gospel, but I hit a wall.
被他拒绝了。
He refused.
我现在想起来真的是有点好笑。
When I think about it, it's just kind of amusement.
想到神实在是很公平啊。
God is really fair.
Yeah, 幽默
and humorous.
还有我常常被拒绝的滋味到底是什么？
He want to make me feel that what's the feeling of being rejected.
说真的，今天我能够站在这里跟大家分享。
So truly, when I can able to share with this message with you.
完全是神的怜悯跟恩典。
It's all because of God's grace and mercy.
并不是我有什么特殊的地方。
I have nothing special in me.
那么，是不是只要有好奇心就可以实现自己的渴望呢？
Does it mean that you have curiosity, then you can achieve your desire?
好奇心就可以看见神吗？
With curiosity, you can see God.
当然不只是如此。
Of course not.
好奇心只是。实现你的渴望的第一步。
The curiosity is only first step you can achieve your desire.
接下来还有需要有一份的迫切感。
The following you have to have a sense of urgency.
从经文的38跟39两节。
From scripture 38 and 39.
作者路加用了两个动词来生动的描述巴迪买为了寻求医治的迫切感。
You can look using two action words to describe Bartimaeus how urgency, how much urgency he have to be to get healed.
第一个是在三十八节的呼叫。
The first one is verse 38, it called call out.
另外一个是在三十九节的喊叫。
The 39 is shout out.
根据原文，第一个呼叫是表达了巴迪买内心的呐喊。
The first, according to original Greek, the call out it represents the crying out within the Bartimaeus' heart.
它是一种带着陈述苦情和悲伤的呼喊。
It's crying out filled with grief and bitterness.
也是一个充满着感情的请求。
It is an emotional plea to Jesus.
为什么路加会这样的描述呢？
So why would Luke describe like this?
想一想，如果你是巴迪买。
So imagine that if you are Bartimaeus,
而你过去的岁月一直都是在黑暗当中度过。
For the past year, you live in the darkness.
现在突然有个机会可以让你看见。
So in the now, you have a chance, so you can able to see.
即使是那是个微乎其微的机会。
See, this actually the slim chance.
你会不会想要去试一试
？Do you want to try it?
我想我们都会。
Well, we would like to try it.
其实，在路加福音的十一章
，So actually in Luke chapter 11,
主耶稣给了我们一个迫切请求的比喻。
God, Jesus gave us a parable about urgent plea.
他提到了有一个人半夜到他的朋友那里去。
He talked about a friend's come in the middle of night went to another a person went to his friend's house in the middle of night.
他请求他借三个饼来招待一个过路的客人。
He want to ask for three loaves of bread so that he can entertain a friend coming from long way. Came from long.
那时他的朋友已经在休息了。
At that time, his friend's already in bed.
但是因为这个人的情实迫切的直求
，because of this person asking with really persistent and boldness.
他的朋友就起来照这个人所需用的给他。
So this person is get out from the bed and give it to whatever he need.
所以主耶稣的结论是
，So the conclusion Jesus gave it to us.
只要我们迫切的寻求
，If we have this urgency and to seek him,
我们就会寻见神。
We will seek God. We can able to seek God.
因为他应许说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开。
So because he promises you.So you say that if you ask, it will be given to you. Seek, it will be found. Knock the door, it will open to you.
然而，当走在耶稣前头走的人听到巴迪买的呼喊声以后
，Then when Jesus, the people ahead of Jesus heard the cry out sound from Bartimaeus,
他们就责备他，不许他作声。
They rebuke him and tell him to be quiet.
为什么他们要制止巴迪买呢
？Why they have to stop Bartimaeus?
我想一个最主要原因是巴迪买称耶稣为大卫的子孙。
I think the one major reason is Bartimaeus saying that Jesus is son of David.
我们知道这样的称呼并没有什么错误。
We know that this kind of title there's nothing wrong with it.
但是为什么那些走在耶稣前头的人的反应会如此的不寻常呢
？So why is this people ahead of Jesus who have such a reaction?
就是因为他们都听出来了。
Because they heard it.
因为巴迪买真正的意思是称耶稣为人子，也就是Messiah, 基督的意思。
Because Bartimaeus is really calling Jesus is the Son of God, Son of Man, and it is meaning the Messiah.、Christ.
因为当时，在当时，大多数的犹太人都认为耶稣只是拉比或先知。
Because at that time, a lot of Jewish people think that Jesus is just a rabbi or a prophet.
你们注意一下，他讲的是。拿撒勒人的耶稣。
We pay attention when he describe when Luke describing him as the Jesus of Nazareth,
而不是像预言中出生在伯利恒那位有权柄、充满荣耀的弥赛亚。
And actually, it's not just one that Paul predicts in the Bible, saying that he's born in Bethlehem, filled of glory and power.
所以这些人就制止了巴迪买的呼叫。
So these people stopped the cry out coming from Bartimaeus.
但是保罗在罗马书一章三到四节有这样讲。
And Paul say in Romans chapter 1 verse 3-4.
他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的，按圣善的灵说是因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
Regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness were appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from death, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以从肉体上来说，耶稣确实是大卫的子孙。
So according to flesh, Jesus actually is the Son of David.
但是更重要的是他是神的儿子。
The most important actually, he is the Son of God.
犹太人的这些制止巴迪买的行为，让我想起中国人有句成语说
：“These Jewish people, the action they try to suppress Bartimaeus remind me of a Chinese saying:
有眼不识泰山。
I have an eye, but couldn't recognize a certain monument.
你想一想，一个瞎子竟然比那些眼睛看得见的犹太人更清楚地认识到耶稣是弥赛亚，是他的救主。”
So imagine that a blind beggar who can able have no couldn't see but actually can recognize who Jesus is, but the Jewish people could not recognize who Jesus is.
这是不是有点讽刺
？Is it a little bit ironic?
不过先别笑犹太人啊。
Don't laugh at Jewish people.
我自己在信主以前的态度也就是这个样子。
So in the past when before I believe in Christ, I also like them.
总觉得自己很行，什么都看得很清楚。
Oh, don't always believe in I'm okay. I can see everything clearly.
其实是错的离谱。
Is it actually that I was deadly wrong?
我相信大家对那个奇异恩典这首歌一定不陌生。
So I believe a lot of people, a lot of us know about the song named Amazing Grace.
作者将 Newton 在那个歌词的一段第一段的最后这样讲。
In the John Newton, the first verse lyric say this.
他说：“我曾经眼瞎，如今能看见。”
Once I was blind, but now I see.
这虽然是江牛顿的告白
，This is actually his confession.
但也是我自己认识主的经历。
This is also also same as me that how I believe in God.
曾经是眼瞎，如今能看见。
I was blind, but now I can see.
能看见神在我身上奇妙的作为。
They able see God's what God have done in my life.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，So brother and sister，
如果你到今天还没有认识主耶稣基督
，And to today you have not known Jesus except Jesus Christ，
我只能说很可惜。
I say it's really pity，
因为你还是像那些犹太人一样。
I say。Because you're really sad because you're like just like the Jewish people.
你的心眼是被蒙蔽的。
The heart become blocked.
以致你对这位为我们的罪而牺牲的救主仍然是有看没有见。
So to us, this a savior who's give us a salvation and wash away our sin, we can able to see but cannot perceive.
我们回到巴迪买。
We return to Bartimaeus.
当众人制止他喊叫的时候，巴迪买有没有听呢
？When everybody stopped his crying, and does Bartimaeus hear what they tell him to do?
没有。
No, they didn't. He didn't.
在三十九节，我们就看到他不顾一切的越花喊叫。
And in verse 39, we see that he shout all the more.
也就是说，他竭尽所能的大声呼喊、尖叫、嘶喊。
Is it meaning that we're using all his might, yelling, screaming, and shouting?
这表达了巴蒂玛内心是多么的迫切。
Then represented the urgency within Bartimaeus.
他是多么的想要能够看见。
How much he want to be able to see.
在经文的四十跟四十一节告诉我们。
In the verses 40 and 41.
对于巴蒂玛迫切的喊叫，主耶稣听到。
But to Bartimaeus the cry, Jesus Christ heard his cry.
他停下来，叫人把巴蒂玛带到他的面前。
He stopped and then they tell people to bring Bartimaeus to him.
问他说，你要我为你做什么？
And ask him, what do you want me to do for you?
巴蒂玛就很着急地回答说，
And Bartimaeus quickly respond.
主啊，我要能看见。
God, I want to see.
巴蒂玛说出了他内心多年来的渴望。
Bartimaeus expressed what his inner desire for many years.
他要能够看见。
He wanted ability to be able to see.
是的，在这个时候。
At that time.
没有什么可以比这个能够让他看见还重要。
Nothing can be compared to the ability to see. To
have, 不是拿到更多的施舍或者是食物。
It's not get more money or get more food, making more money or food.
而是只要能够看见就好。
If you only are able to see, that's all he wants.
因为这是他最后的，也是唯一的机会。
Actually, this is his last and only chance.
他不想放弃。
He don't want to give up.
为什么说这是巴蒂玛最后的、唯一的机会呢？
I would say that this is the last and only chance for Bartimaeus.
因为这是主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷过。
Because this is the last time Jesus Christ go to Jerusalem for the Passover.
巴蒂玛不想放弃，也就让我想到。
Bartimaeus doesn't want to give up and make me think about this.
多少时候我们可能会一不小心就错过了一个很重要的机会。
Many times, just because of some mishap, we miss a lot of great good opportunity.
我们遗憾终生。
So from then on, we regret for the rest of our lives.
比如说，做父母的可能因为工作繁忙。
For example, maybe be parent because of working very hard.
而错过了小孩成长期的需要跟陪伴。
Missing the time they spend with the children when they grow up. And
等到他们孩子都长大了，他们才懊悔自己错过了那段不再回来的时光。
And then later on, they will feel sorry because they could not spend time with them during those younger age.
另外的例子就是我们有病危的亲人。
Another example is that a relative who's on the deathbed.
我们很想见他最后一面。
We would like to see them for the last time.
但因为某些的原因错过了。
Because of certain reason we missed it.
那种遗憾也只有身历其境才可以体会。
This kind of regret is only one can experience to really realize how it feels.
我可以想象到这个巴蒂玛的迫切跟不想放弃。
I can imagine that how the urgency of Bartimaeus, and then he doesn't want to give up.
因为他不想终身遗憾。
Because he don't want to regret all his life.
有时候我们人生的机会真的是稍纵即逝。
Sometimes our opportunity is fleeting, quite quickly.
如果你不抓住它，就难免会造成遗憾。
If you don't grab onto it, you will create a lot of regrets.
先知以赛亚曾告诉我们。
The prophet Isaiah said this.
他说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候，寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
所以千万不要错过这个认识神的儿子耶稣基督的机会。
Please, so therefore, do not miss this opportunity to know.The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们刚刚已经谈到这个渴望的实现。
We will talk about how to turn the desire into reality.
我们知道了，第一是需要有好奇心，第二个是需要有迫切感。
First, we need to have is curiosity. The second, we should have a urgency.
但是是不是只有这两项就足够了
？Is it only have these two that you have enough to achieve？
我想还不够。
I think it's not enough。
我们还需要有一样，而且是最重要的一样。
I think perhaps you have one more thing, which is the most important.
那就是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
有人这样讲。
Somebody say this.
他说每一个祷告神都会回答，但并不一定都是你所喜欢的。
God answers every prayer, but it may not be always the thing that you like.
保罗在罗马书第九章曾说。
Paul in Romans chapter 9 said this.
他说即使看来这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Therefore, it does not depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
他告诉我们说神有他绝对的主权。
He says that God has an absolute sovereignty.
他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
He bless whom he wants to bless.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He will have mercy whom he want to have mercy.
箴言十六章九节也告诉我们。
And in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9 say this.
他说人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
The heart of man plan his way, but the Lord establishes their steps.
可见神的怜悯是我们的渴望能不能实现的决定因素。
So we can see that, God's mercy is the only way that there's a major determined factor that whether we fulfill our desire or not.
在这个巴提买迫切的呼求以后，主耶稣听到了。
After the cry out of from Bartimaeus, Jesus heard it.
本来主耶稣可以假装没有听到就继续的往前走。
Jesus can actually pretend he didn't hear it and then continue forward to Jerusalem.
因为他需要进入耶路撒冷城去完成这个父神所交代的任务。
Because he needs to go to Jerusalem to complete the task entrusted to him by God, his father, by God, his father.
也就是说，成为逾越节的羔羊，为我们的罪舍命。
And then to be the Passover lamb, so that to wash our sin.
但是他没有继续的往前行。
But yet he did not continue go forward.
他没有像路加福音十章这个好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻中的这个祭司跟利未人一样。
It's not like the story of Samaritan in Luke talk about the priests and Levites.
他们看到这个受伤的人，也就绕道从那一边过去。
He saw the person who wounded and just go around him.
主耶稣反而是充满着怜悯的停下脚步。
But Jesus Christ filled with compassion stop in his path.
因为他知道巴底买的需要。
Because he knows the need of Bartimaeus.
他就像那个牧羊人一样，在寻找那个迷途失散的羔羊。
Jesus is like a shepherd seeking the lost lamb.
其实我们的主看巴底买跟我们每个人都像那个羊没有牧人一样。
But actually, to Jesus' eyes, we are no different. Bartimaeus and us are not much difference.
问题是你今天有没有感受到他就坐在你的旁边呢？
The question is, do you feel like he's sitting next to you, Jesus sitting next to you?
他正在静静的听你的困难，你的苦，还有你的渴望。
He's sitting there next to you, quietly listening to your difficult, the bitterness, and your desire.
主耶稣愿意停下来见巴底买。
Jesus Christ would stop and then to answer to the need of the Bartimaeus.
这其实教导了我们一个很好的属灵功课。
The actual teaches a very special homework lesson.
我相信我们大部分的人都不喜欢在日常生活当中被受到干扰。
I know a lot of us doesn't want to be bothered during our daily lives.
因为这会带来麻烦，而且会打乱原本的计划。
That it would bring a lot of trouble and disrupt our original plan.
但是如果你回去详细的读福音书。
But you go back and read about the Gospels.
你就发现这个主耶稣为了要帮助有需要的人。
You will find that Jesus will help the people who need.
他一次又一次的停下他手边的事。
Again, he will stop whatever he's doing.
从这里我们学到了一个服侍神的人应该有的态度。
From here, we will have learned an attitude how to serve God.
那就是为了神的国度的缘故。
Is that because of God's kingdom?
即使我们在自己很不方便的时候，也不要轻易的放弃能够服侍他人的机会。
In the midst of inconvenience, we don't wouldn't give up the opportunity so that we can serve others.
当我们的计划被真正有需要的人所打乱的时候
，When our plan really disrupted by other people who need，
我们可以求主赐给我们智慧。
We can ask God to give us wisdom，
让我们知道如何去回应对方的需求。
So that we know how to respond to their need，
而且请注意
，Please pay attention。
我们所谓的被打断或干扰，有时候可能是神特意的安排。
Whatever we think this disruption or disturbance may be God's special arrangement.
好，那现在我们回到经文四十一节的前半段。
Let's go back to our scripture, verse 41.
主耶稣问巴提买说：“你要我为你做什么呢？”
Lord Jesus Christ asked Bartimaeus, "Say, what do you want me to do for you?"
你想主耶稣会不知道巴提买要什么吗？
Do you think that Jesus Christ didn't know what he need?
他当然知道。
Of course he do.
因为他是全知的神。
Because he's all knowing God.
既然如此，为什么他还要巴提买说出来呢？
So why then he need to have Bartimaeus say it out loud?
这个问题就好像我们在学习祷告的时候。
This question is the same as the one that we talk about during how we learn how to pray prayer.
有些弟兄姐妹会这样问。
Some brothers and sisters will ask this.
神已经知道我心里在想什么，也知道我需要什么。
God,
为什么还需要我祷告呢？
God already knows what my heart thinking, what I need, and why does He want me to pray to Him?
而且要我明明白白的说出来了。
And I have to say out loud to Him.
我不敢说我知道答案了。
I'm not sure, I cannot say that I know the answer.
但是我的想法是这样子。
But here's my thinking.
神当然知道我们在有许多不同的需要。
God, of course, knows what our different needs.
但是当我们讲出来的时候
But when we talk, say it out loud.
那代表了我们在那个时候那个自由意志做了一个决定。
It represented at that moment our free will make a decision.
选择了一项我们自己在那个时候最想要的渴望。
And choose one of the desire the most important to us at that moment.
当主耶稣说你要我为你做什么的时候
When Jesus said that, what do you want me to do for you?
他也表示了主耶稣是一位愿意与人亲近愿意聆听人祈求的神
He's saying that Jesus is a person who would like to come close to you and would like to listen to you.
他是会回答的神
He's a person, he is a God who will answer you.
他不像一般的偶像，是人所所造的，口不能言，脚不能动。
It's not like a lot of idols that the created by human. The mouth cannot speak, and then feet have feet but cannot move.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
诗人大卫在诗篇二十七篇讲了他自己的渴望。
In Psalm David, it say 27, it say that one of his most innermost desire.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我能要寻求，就是一生一世在耶和华殿中瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
我们自己呢
What about us?
你有没有发觉我很多时候我们内心的渴望只是处事的考量而已
Do you realize a lot of time that our innermost desire is actually just belong to the earthly consideration?
我们渴望自己的工作研究或学业成绩能够更上一层楼
We desire our work, our research, our education, our career will becontinue to improving.
不是我们做父母的就渴望自己的小孩子毕业后能够有好工作啊，身体能够健康啊，等等。
So a parent would like to wish, desire the children to finish an education, have a good job, and a good health.
本来这样的渴望是人之常情。
This kind of desire is common to everybody.
但是对于信主的人来讲
，But to the people who believe in God.
如果我们一直停留在这个层次的时候
If we continue to stay on this level
那么我们永远就是一个长不大的属灵婴儿
So we will continue to be a spiritual baby, never grow up
当巴提马一如往常的想要得到更多的施舍的时候
，When Bartimaeus want to have more begging for more money，
他内心那个多年想要看见的渴望
，His desire to be able to see within his heart for so many years，
是驱使他迫切的寻求主耶稣的医治
，Urge him to plead to Jesus for his healing。
因为他知道主耶稣是他唯一的机会。
Because he knows that Jesus Christ is his only chance.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends，
你没有有没有想过今天你能够坐在这里
？You really think about it that now you're sitting here.
很有可能是神给你一个机会，让你能够看见他。
It may actually be an opportunity that God gives to you so that you can see him.
当你愿意如巴提马一样的呼求主耶稣说
，When you just like Bartimaeus, crying out to Jesus，
他说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我。
”Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me。
我们的主就会来到你的面前，问你说
：“Our Lord Jesus Christ will come in front of you。”
你要我为你做什么
？What do you want me to do for you？
那个时候，我盼望你能够像巴提马一样的说
，At that moment, I would like hope that you will have respond just like Bartimaeus.
主啊，我要能看见。
Lord, I want to see.